The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Hey everybody, Mando Richard here, and tonight on the Music Room we've got a real treat. You're going to hear from a really good mandolin player, from Darren Nicholson, the mandolin player with Balsam Range. And we caught up with him in early March, I think on March 5th. You'll get to hear him talk and play, and it's really good music, and he's a really friendly guy, talks about the whole community of bluegrass music. So let's kick off the interview by just letting him play. Here's a tune he wrote, Sugar Creek Gap. Darren Nicholson on WVUD's Music Room. Room on WVD was Sugar Creek Gap, and we've got the author of that tune right here on the telephone with us. How you doing, Darren?
I'm doing great, Richard. Glad to be on the show today.
And this is Darren Nicholson from the mandolin player from Balsam Range who's joined us today. Tell us about the song we just played, Sugar Creek Gap.
Yes, sir. That's a brand new one off my brand new solo CD called Things Left Undone, the name of the record.
It's got a lot of different tracks on it. I really like the opening track, Things Left Undone, just grabs me. It's an old gospel tune, and then you've got Harley Allen's Like My Dog on here.
That's a fun one. Yeah, well, thank you very much. Things Left Undone, I've had a lot of folks. It's got a lot of positive feedback for that song, and it turned out so well, and we were so proud of it, and such a great message and song. It ended up being the title track of the solo record.
That's a great record. Really enjoyed a lot, just as we've enjoyed a lot of your work with Balsam Range over the years.
Well, thank you. Yeah, still playing with Balsam Range, still extremely busy with those guys. Just finished up the fifth Balsam Range band recording, and looking forward to a busy summer and hopefully getting up into your area for the first time.
I think you're going to be at the Delaware Valley Bluegrass Festival on Labor Day weekend of 2014.
Yeah, that's right. Looking forward to it. You know, I've toured a lot all over the country over the years, and that's one I've never played at. So it's always really fun and cool to go somewhere new. And there's such a great, great spirit. Everybody, some of the best bluegrass fans in the world are in your area. And so always look forward to coming up that way.
I know your new CD is not out yet, but can you give us a little sneak preview? What should we expect?
Well, I was talking to someone today that it's a little bit different. Of course, it's the same five guys that we've had since it started, but I'm really proud of it. I think it's going to be the best one yet. The material, the songs that we picked, that's kind of been one of the most important things about the Balsam Range sound is the kind of material that we picked. And, you know, the same five guys, it's going to be basically a lot of the same kind of sounding things, but we just did some different styles of songs, like, you know, that we hadn't really recorded before. We hadn't done an all a cappella thing. There's an all a cappella thing on there, and just definitely in the same Balsam Range vein, but more new original music.
So this new CD will be ready as you're starting your summer tour?
Yeah, it's hoping to be out. I think we've got a June release date, looking like middle of the year. Paper Town, our last CD, we were very fortunate enough for it to be voted Album of the Year in 2013, came out the same time the year before, in June or July of 2012. So it's coming out about the same time that our other CD did. It's just 2 years later.
Paper Town's a really, really good CD, and I'm a big fan, actually, of all four of the CDs. End up playing a lot of stuff off of Trains I've Missed. That's a great CD.
That one, I tell you what, I'm really proud of all of them, and I feel like, you know, it's the same five guys since the band started, which is really rare in bluegrass music, but you feel like, and you hope that every album you do, you know, you hope they get better. And I feel like each one we've done, we've just gotten more comfortable with recording with each other and being in the studio. And I feel like each one's gotten a little better. But I'm really, really proud of all of them and songs of all of them. Trains I Missed and Kitty Hawk and Blue Mountain and things like that. You know, they've become really, really big songs for us. And they're still as fun to play today as they were the first time we worked them up.
So you and Buddy Melton and Mark Pruitt and Caleb Smith and Tim Surt have all been together since 2007.
Yep, that's right. Same bunch of guys. And it's we're all from Western North Carolina in a county called Haywood County near Asheville. We're in the mountains where the Smokies meet the Blue Ridge. And another kind of oddity for bluegrass, we all live about 5 minutes from each other. We all live in the same little place. So it's just worked out really good for us.
I know some bands you know, live in like 4 to 5 different states and have to get a travel agent to book their practices.
That's right. You know, in the old band I was in years ago, I was playing with Alicia Nugent, and Steve Sutton and I are both from this area, and we would drive 4 hours every week just to meet the band in Nashville, Tennessee. We'd drive down. We were playing the Grand Ole Opry regularly, but it was, you know, nothing for us to drive 4 hours just to meet the rest of the folks. So this has been really, really convenient from that aspect of it.
What was it like playing with Alicia Nugent at the Grand Ole Opry?
Yeah, started there with her in 2004. I think I was 19 or 20 years old at the time. And, yeah, I was 20 years old and started doing that. I actually turned 21. My 21st birthday was at the Opry, and, of course, she was working with the legendary Carl Jackson at the time, and that's how, you know, I got hooked in with all those folks, and Steve Sutton was in the band, Andy Falco and Andy Hall, who now have the infamous String Dusters. And when I came off the road in 2007, or the end of 2006, that's when Balsam Range, all of us, Mark and Tim, myself, came off the road about the same time, and all ended up here at home. And as I say, the rest is history.
Well, before we turn our attention to Paper Town, I want to play something off of Trains I've Missed. Can we play the Can we play the East Virginia Blues for the folks?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, man. That's a good bluegrass number, sure.
All right. It's a good old driving traditional bluegrass number from Balsam Range, East Virginia Blues, here on WVUD.
rides alone.
Let's talk about your most recently released CD, Paper Town. Mm-hmm. Why'd you guys call it Paper Town?
That's right. Paper Town is actually the little town and community that we live in. It's Canton, North Carolina. And it was named after the steel mill in Canton, Ohio that came when they started this paper mill in this little mountain community. And the paper mill has been just a huge part of the community. And it's a big supplier of jobs. And a lot of times paper mills or industrial places like that get a bad rap, or there's a lot of talk about the negative sides of having a paper mill in your community. But we tried to write a song from a positive point of view and talk about all the food that is provided for families, the retirements, the vehicles, and you sending kids off to college. And it's more than just a job. It's a community type thing. And we did a concept video based on that, and talking about all the positives of having a working meal in our community and where the good folks go to provide for their families. And that song, it touches a lot of people who have worked hard all across the country, you know, and not just our town, but there's a paper town all over the place. And it's been a good one. And, of course, they love it when we play it here in Canton.
Why don't we give a listen to the title track from this CD, Paper Town. And one of the reasons we'll listen to it is it kicks off with the mandolin.
That's right.
Next up, Darren Nicholson's mandolin lead-in to Paper Town on WVUD.
Years for the depression, Peter Thompson staked his claim in a little mountain town. Kenton was her name. Told everyone that was willing, steady work would be their reward. So they started making paper where the Pigeon River forks. Who I am, molding me as a little boy so I could be a better man.
From the mountains and the farmlands, from the smokestack she has grown. This ain't just another paper town, it's the one that I call home. This ain't just another paper town, it's the one that I call home.
Now, I always tell people you can't have bluegrass and traditional country music without gospel music. And Paper Town has got one of my favorites that I remember back when I used to vote in Lee Michael Dempsey's poll of the top bluegrass songs in America. I voted for Row by Row over and over again, month after month. Tell us about that song. Where'd you pick that one up?
Well, that song was written by a friend of ours who lived in Asheville at the time, and it was just a great traditional sounding bluegrass tune. And she had done a demo of her songwriting, and I ended up having a copy of that CD, and the first time I heard that song, I just loved it. And, you know, Baltimore is the first thing I thought of when we went in to record, and that's become one that was very popular. It was nominated, I think, for Gospel Recorded Event of the Year, and just absolutely love that song. The young lady who wrote it is a girl named Ashley Caudill, and she lives in Nashville, Tennessee now. She's down there writing songs, and she's also the one who wrote Dancing in the Kitchen off of my solo CD, so anytime we're doing a recording, she's at the top of the list of people we contact for songs, and we love her songwriting, and we love Row by Row.
One of the things I think people who are not familiar with bluegrass don't realize is that, like I said, I mean, the Carter family and so much of the background is in gospel music. And I think Row by Row does a really nice job of communicating in ways that, it's like really telling a story.
You're exactly right. You know, gospel music is part of this. You know, bluegrass and country music, where we're from, is basically the same thing. You know, bluegrass is a form of country music, and country is also a part of bluegrass, you know. And the gospel music is the same way. It's just, it's a part of the tradition. I think all the old guard bluegrass bands included gospel music in their albums and in their shows, and that's something that most bands still do today, you know, spiritual numbers. And we always try to get one or two on all of our recordings as well.
Well, rather than us just keep talking about Row by Row, let's let the folks hear it.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Row by Row from Balsam Range Paper Town CD here on WVUD.
grow weary, I won't stop till I reach the other shore.
What's really interesting about this, about bluegrass music, is the community we all form.
Yeah, there's not really fans. You just make friends, you know, playing bluegrass, and that's how I approach it, you know. I mean, everybody's, it's not like country music where you buy a ticket, or pop music where you buy a ticket and never get within 2 miles of the performer. You know, it's one of those things, it is like a community. Folks sitting having dinner together between sets of the festival, and you just get to know everybody, and that's one of the beautiful things about this music. It is like a community.
I really feel like every time I go to a bluegrass show or a bluegrass festival, sometimes you artists spend more time talking to us fans than you did on stage.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it's just, that's the fun part of it, is making friends. And this music, you know, I've developed relationships and friendships that are going to be lifelong relationships. And I think everybody, bluegrass is different because most of the people who are fans of the music play at some level. And most, you know, everybody that plays, even professionally, has those same memories of going to a show. I remember going to Cherokee, North Carolina, specifically to see the Osborne Brothers, because I fell in love with their music, and they're what pulled me back into bluegrass. I've been doing some other forms of music, and when I heard them when I was about maybe 13 or 14 years old, I just fell in love with their music. And I remember standing there with a pen and paper waiting to get their autographs, and, you know, and they took the time to talk to me and sign records, and that meant the world to me. And so you just don't think twice about, that's just what you do, you know, and it is about making friendships and leaving a great memory, because those kind of memories for me as a fan were things that I'll always cherish.
You're really getting at, too, some of the sort of the social aspect of the music, too. I mean, it's not just performing on stage, but you go to a festival, there are thousands of people roaming around the parking lot playing with each other.
Oh, yeah, it's a culture. It's just a whole different culture, and if somebody gets sick or we lose a member of our family, I mean, we all kind of rally around each other. When something positive happens for somebody, you know, if somebody gets nominated for a great award or has some kind of achievement, you know, we all support each other, because the reality is it's an underground form of music. It's not a mainstream form of music. And so, I mean, I think we all feel like we're on the same team. It's just, whether you're a fan or a DJ or a performer, we all know that bluegrass is just the greatest thing in the world, and we want to get it out there.
If you had a time when you've been wandering through the campground and you've been lucky enough to hear us parking lot pickers playing one of your songs?
I have. Man, that's the best feeling in the world right there.
What song was it?
Caney Fork River. I've heard that a bunch. That's a song we had on an older record. I've heard Blue Mountain, which is a real popular song of ours. I've heard even songs that I've sung on record, Spring Will Bring Flowers or Calling Caroline, and that's the greatest compliment in the world, if somebody cares enough about your song and want to try to learn it.
Yeah, it's really a wonderful community, and I really appreciate you spending this much time talking with us, Darren.
Oh, man, we could talk all night. I love it. I love bluegrass. I appreciate what you do for the music as far as getting it out there, and as long as you'll spin them, we'll keep making records down here in North Carolina. we're going to bring them to Delaware this summer.
Well, okay. Well, let's close down with another song. That's about Born Ramblin' Man, because that's another one that you kick off.
Yes, sir. That's one that's an old Jimmy Skinner tune that I kicked off and sang the lead on, and that's an old Osborne Brothers tune. They did a slower version of it, and we kind of put it middle of the road, and that's just a fun one to do. The Life of a Born Ramblin' Man.
I'm awake in a sleepy old town. Streets deserted, there's no one around. Don't care where I'm going, don't know where I've been, don't know where it started or how it will end. That's the life of a born rambling man.
Dust from a tractor plowing up the rich land.
Seen it all as a born rambling man. That's the life of a born rambling man.
Anybody would like to visit us or know more about us, our music, and our touring schedule, the website is balsamrange.com.
Darren Nicholson from Balsam Range, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Richard. Thanks for all you do for bluegrass. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. That's sites, S-I-T-E-S, .udel.edu/TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.